Unit 5. Whistleblower Engineer fights giant monsters and wins. Everybody knows about the Fukushima nuclear disaster after the terrible 2011 earthquake and tsunami in Japan. But do you know about another big scandal involving TEPCO and the Fukushima nuclear plant? It happened 12 years before the tsunami disaster. The story of that scandal is like a real-life mystery novel or movie. The hero is a Japanese-American engineer who worked for General Electric, the giant U.S. company known as GE in America. GE was contracted to inspect Japanese nuclear power plants, and the company put Mr. K. Sugaoka in charge of such inspections. For many years, he carried out his duties, traveling to Japan each time. Among the plants he inspected was the TEPCO Fukushima plant. In 1989, as he made a routine inspection of that plant, he noticed cracks in several steam dryers. As was required, he took a video of the problem, documented it, and reported it to TEPCO. Here, the plot thickens. To his great surprise, TEPCO ordered him to destroy the original video and make a new, fake one. They also told him to falsify the data in his report. Mr. Sugaoka was shocked by such an order. However, what happened next shocked him even more. He decided to report this strange and illegal request to his superiors at GE. To his utter dismay, the bosses at GE told him to follow the instructions of the TEPCO officials. They told him to go ahead and fake the data. Mr. Sugaoka had to make a decision. He had to decide whether to keep his job or keep his pride and self-respect. He realized that if a serious accident occurred at the plant, many innocent people could be hurt or killed. It angered him that his bosses at GE and the TEPCO authorities were such monsters. They didn't care if innocent people might be harmed or die. Such an attitude is monstrous. Above that, they asked him to break the law. He prepared a report that not only revealed the damaged equipment, but one that also described the corruption in TEPCO. He submitted this report to the Japanese government and the media. This led to a major investigation. Violations were found not only at the Fukushima plant, but in many other nuclear facilities around Japan. A total of 17 power plants were shut down. Kei Sugaoka was vindicated. If this story really was a movie, then you could say that it had a happy ending. The lone hero really fought against giant monsters and won.